Mr. Mayor, I spoke with Councilmember Barry yesterday, and he raised concerns about CBEs. And in the emergency legislation that was passed, there was no CBE contractor. It was also emergency legislation, which is slightly unusual for a contract of this scale. And now you're saying today there are, and Shaper qualifies as a CBE. Can you speak to that?
Well, there will be 12 CBEs, Peter.
All the shops that will be used will be CBE qualified. They will be located in the district, and they will be minority owned.
I have one more question. Can you move forward? Isn't one of the reasons that people voted for the contract that drivers don't have to pay out, and now you're saying drivers may have to pay out? Isn't that something different?
Yes, it is, but you have to talk to Mr. Barry about that.
He's just putting a hold on the contract. Why are you then moving forward with a different? Isn't it different if drivers have to pay out?
He's not putting a hold on an amendment to the contract, not the contract. Everything we're doing is completely legal. It's been agreed to by the lawyers on both the protester side and our side in the CAB. We're not doing anything that is not legal.
This is the Taxi Link, brought to you by the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers. I'm Pete Tucker with thefightback.org, and I'm joined by my co-host, Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner Tony Norman, who's chairman of the board of Pacifica Radio's WPFW 89.3 FM. Welcome, Tony Norman.
Glad to be here.
We opened the show with a clip from a press conference on Wednesday where DC Mayor Vincent Gray and DC Taxi Cab Commission Chairman Ron Litton showed off the first DC taxi cab to be installed with the new TSMS, or Taxi Smart Meter System. The press conference was held at the garage of taxi moguls Jerry and Jeff Schaefer. Last year, the Schaefers attempted to push through a medallion bill that would have put several thousand drivers out of work. Now they stand to benefit as a CBE contractor for installation of the TSMS system. The Certified Business Enterprise, or CBE, program was created to ensure that minority firms are able to secure contracts in the District of Columbia. Yet when the DC Council approved on an emergency basis the five-year, $35 million contract with Verifone to install taxi smart meters in all 6,000-plus district cabs, it did so without requiring the use of CBEs. On Tuesday, I spoke with Ward 8 Councilmember Marion Barry, who's holding up part of the Verifone contract because he says he's concerned about the absence of the use of CBEs. We'll play the full interview later in the program, but here's a clip in which Barry says DCTC Chairman Ron Litton has gone off the range.
There would be CBEs, LSDBEs, installer, so that we make sure that DC residents got work, did work. And so Ron Litton has gone off the range somewhere. I don't know what's happening to him. He knows that threatening is no way you get anything done. He knows that violating the law is not the way you get things done. But I'm confident that Mayor Gray is going to rein him in, and I'm going to keep this disapproval on.
That was Ward 8 Councilmember Marion Barry. I spoke with Mr. Barry in his council office on Monday, and we'll play the full interview later in the program. Tony Norman, I want to get your comments on the absence of a CBE requirement in the Verifone contract, which again was approved on an emergency basis. And I should point out that at Wednesday's press conference, Mayor Gray and Chairman Litton claimed there's now 12 CBE contractors that Verifone will be using to install the smart meters, but the use of CBEs is not required. I would also like to point out that, like any other statements put out by the Taxi Cab Commission, I'd like to verify the use of those 12 CBEs rather than simply taking Ron Litton at his word. Certainly, it wouldn't be the first time Mr. Litton and the Taxi Commission has put out incorrect information. So, Tony Norman, discuss the absence of a CBE requirement in the Verifone contract. And can you also talk about what took place yesterday in D.C. court where CMT, one of the competitors to Verifone for the taxi smart meter contract, has filed a temporary restraining order in an effort to stop the district from moving forward with the installation of the smart meters. Welcome, Tony Norman.
Yes, CBE, a certified business enterprise, which is really that ensures that local D.C. minority businesses take part in major contracts. I mean, they were in such a hurry to get the Verifone contract, they didn't have any certified businesses, D.C. businesses involved with it. And now all of a sudden we got 12 of them. And that's one of the reasons I understand that Barry put a hold on the contract, because there wasn't any certified minority businesses. Another, and it just goes to show you the contradiction of the Taxi Cab Commission and even the mayor. Because they're rushing through this very large contract, $35 million, and the mayor is always talking about jobs and DC jobs. these are outside company. Verifone is a California company. That's not bringing any D.C. jobs, any D.C. Industry or keeping the tax dollars here in D.C. That's not using any D.C. firms. So now all of a sudden they have certified minority contracts. Even Schaefer, I didn't know he was a minority contractor. All of a sudden now he's part of a certified minority contract. So there's I think Barry is correct in holding this up. There's a whole lot of serious questions involved with this contract, and it needs to have some careful review as well as transparency. That's why there should be a public hearing on this. In terms of the hearing that happened this past Friday, this was a TRA, or temporary restraining order, to try to block the contract at least for 7 to 10 days. It was one of the bidders on the contract because they feel that somehow the contract wasn't awarded properly. At the hearing, the judge didn't get all the information, so the judge didn't make a ruling. She's going to wait until Monday to make a final ruling. But in the hearing, we heard some interesting testimony on behalf of the city. It's like one of the interesting things that the city stated at the hearing. The attorney, Scott Bolden, who was the attorney for the contractor that was appealing the contract, stated that if the contract is falsely awarded, there would be a great deal of wasted money. And if they have to rebid the contract, that would be district money that could be wasted and need to be stopped. And then the city said, well, as long as you all are not paying for it, it's not a problem. So that was a very interesting point that was brought out, that the city is saying if they rebid it and it costs money to redo it, that the city would gladly take on and waste that taxpayer money without a difficulty. So, but the bottom line is there wasn't a ruling on that particular contract. The judge is going to wait until Monday and issue ruling from the bench or from her chambers before she rules on that. But this is it raises a very serious problem with how quick they're trying to rush this thing, because they're not really even sure how this thing is going to fit into CABS. And I think Councilmember Barry pointed out a very interesting point. He said that Ron Linton is off the reservation. He's more than off the reservation. Ron Linton been out of control from day one. This guy, he's using Barry trying to hold this up and say that now all of a sudden taxicab drivers are going to have to be forced to pay for the meters, which is really absurd. They're just using this as a scare tactic to try to rush this contract through. So I think Barry is on the right track on this particular aspect of the contract. And he's also on the right track to saying that Ron Linton is out of control. Dictator Linton, this guy needs to be stopped. At some point, taxicab drivers need to demand this guy's resignation. The man is off the reservation.
Tony Norman, I think it was at both court and the press conference, but yesterday it really dawned on me that this push, to a significant extent, you kept hearing about, we want it done by the time of the inauguration. For some reason, it is just critically important to have the new smart meters in place for the inauguration and for the administration.
I think this was brought out yesterday also. That's kind of absurd. The attorney brought it out. I mean, they've had 4 or 5 different inaugurations. There's no rush to try to get this done. Why this special inauguration? I mean, the last inauguration 4 years ago was probably more important than this one, because we had over, I understand, close to 1 million people that came with the historic black president in office. So I don't think you're going to have as many this time as you did the last time, especially if the other guy gets in, who is not the incumbent. I don't think you're going to have that many people at all. So I don't see the rush. That was just a false premise about we need all this done by the inauguration. I don't even think they have the capability to even have anything done, even if they go through with the contract, to have these meters installed by the end of December, early January. They just don't have the capability to do that.
I'd like to welcome Michelle Chame to the conversation, a member of the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers, and he joins us now in studio. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
And you have an announcement. One of the things we've been discussing, we haven't discussed tonight, but there is a major meeting coming up Monday, a general meeting, a town hall meeting of the Small Business Association.
Yes, we have a plan scheduled for Monday, August 27 at 12:30 p.m. And this was the one which was previously scheduled for August 19, but for some reasons we have to postpone it for Monday, the day after tomorrow.
So that'll be Monday at 12:30. I think it's going till 3:30, so 12:30 p.m. at Kedus Gabriel Ethiopian Orthodox Church at 2601 Evart Street, Northeast. And that information under the taxi link, if you go to thefightback.org, it's up there as well. But what do you hope will come out of this, Michelle?
Well, what we are trying to do is just to assess the status of the industry and to determine which way we have to move from now on. And we need the input and the commitment of the driver. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. And Tony and I will both be there and very much looking forward to that. And we'll also be at 15th and U Streets directly following the show. We'll be down there by 9:15 p.m. this evening at the gas station at 15th and U.
Yeah, definitely. It gets back to the point that we've been saying at every show that we need independent media to cover these issues, particularly the mainstream media is not covering these issues as it relates to the taxicab driver. That's why we're pushing WPFW, the membership, which you become a stakeholder. It is an independent radio station, and it is very important that taxicab drivers become members. It's only $25 a year. We'll be at 15th and U tonight from 9 till about 10 o'clock or 10:30. And it's very, very important that we don't have a lot of time to do this. We have to get memberships in within the next 2 or 3 days. So if you're going to get your membership in, you have to do it within the next 2 or 3 days, because the 31st is the last day that we have to do it. So we're pleading with taxicab drivers to get your membership in today at 15th and U.
I wanted to return to my questioning of Mayor Gray and Chairman Litton at Wednesday's press conference. After Mayor Gray very briefly answered my question, Chairman Litton said, "Everything we're doing is completely legal."
Mr. Mayor, I spoke with Councilmember Barry yesterday, and he raised concerns about CBEs. And in the emergency legislation that was passed, there was no CBE contract. There was also emergency legislation, which is slightly unusual for a contract of this scale. And now you're saying today there are, and Schaefer qualifies as a CBE. Can you speak to that?
Well, there will be 12 CBEs, Peter.
All the shops that will be used will be CBE qualified. They will be located in the district, and they will be minority owned.
I have one more question. Can you move forward? Isn't one of the reasons that people voted for the contract that drivers don't have to pay out, and now you're saying drivers may have to pay out? Isn't that something different?
Yes, it is, but you have to talk to Mr. Barry about that.
He's just putting a hold on the contract. Why are you then moving forward with a different... Isn't it different if drivers have to pay out?
He's not putting a hold on an amendment to the contract, not the contract. Everything we're doing is completely legal. It's been agreed to by the lawyers on both the protester side and our side in the CAB. We're not doing anything that is not legal.
I think those questions ought to be put to him, to be honest with you. And I'm assuming that you all will. This is a good thing for the city. It will create jobs. It will put taxicab drivers in a position, frankly, to be able to make more revenue than what they're doing now. This is something where is a win-win-win-win-win for the city. So why anybody would want to stop this is absolutely beyond me, especially somebody who just a few weeks ago purported to be in full support of the city paying for the drivers to have the installation. There'll be jobs created, CBEs will be involved in this, etc.
That was Mayor Gray and Chairman Litton responding to my questions at Wednesday's press conference, which was held at Transco, which is part of Schaefer's Garage at 3399 Benning Road, Northeast. Mayor Gray opened up the press conference with these remarks, which we now turn to.
I want to thank you all for coming to this particular location so that we can take yet another step in what we think is an exciting innovation for our city. In just a couple minutes, we're going to be showing the first fully equipped vehicle with the TSMS, the Taxi Smart Meter System that we actually talked about a few weeks ago. We now are at that stage. We're here at Transco, which is known to some of us, known for years. And I want to thank Jerry and Jeff Schaefer for hosting us here today. This will be one of our installation shops. There will be as many as 12 similar shops, all in the District of Columbia, that are all CBEs. And they will be offering jobs to district residents to be able to move forward with the installation of the new meter systems. Verifone, by the way, which is our contractor, is relocating its manager, who's in charge of this project, with his family to the District of Columbia. Verifone has also signed on to our One City, One Hire initiative, working to get people back to work in the District of Columbia. And, of course, we'll be giving employment preference to district residents.
Those were Mayor Gray's opening remarks at Wednesday's press conference, highlighting the first district cab to be installed with the new taxi smart meter system. Before joining a Verifone executive in the back seat to inspect the cab, Mayor Gray had this to say.
I want to point out that this is yet another major step in our effort to modernize the taxi cab industry here in the District of Columbia. Some of you know that we worked with the drivers very early on, and we've done things like lift the $19 cap on a trip. There was a point when no matter how far you went, it was going to the fare would have been capped at $19. We permitted a surcharge, recognizing the volatile nature of the cost of fuel in the District of Columbia. And then more recently, we actually raised the fares, giving the cab drivers more of an opportunity to earn more here in the city. We also have established now regulations around vehicle modernization. We've put in place regulations that will phase out all vehicles that are more than 7 years old by 2018. In addition to that, we have committed ourselves. We're moving forward with a one-color scheme. We will probably have some demonstrations on that in the not-too-distant future to give people an idea of what some of the ideas will look like in terms of the one-color scheme. And we also are going to substantially increase the number of wheelchair accessible vehicles here in the city as well. And when we finish with all of that, we think we will have a new, modernized, 21st century taxicab system here in the District of Columbia. The smart meter system that we are starting to install, will result in people being able to pay with a credit card. We think that not only has value from obviously a technological perspective, but a public safety perspective as well, because it will substantially reduce the extent to which this is a cash system and will protect not only the passengers, but even more so the drivers, who will be less vulnerable to being robbed by somebody who knows that they're carrying cash. They also will receive an accurate receipt that will be produced by the meters. Passengers, and we announced this before, will be able to review news reports on the monitor that is in the back of the cab. Also, with the push of a button, both the passenger and the driver will be able to alert police or seek medical assistance or other emergency responses, again, simply by pushing a button in the cab. So, with that background having been established, I'd like to ask you all to come over now, and we will demonstrate the installation of the first meter, new smart meter here in the District of Columbia, right behind me here.
And with that, Mayor Gray went to inspect the first DC cab to have the taxi smart meter installed. Sitting in the back seat with Verifone executive Amos Tamam, Mayor Gray asked him what type of orientation the public will get for the smart meters.
Now, we're going to do some orientation for the drivers. How will the passengers know the system?
Passenger, it's pretty much, if you look, it's self-explanatory, mm-hmm. but we can run also some 30-second segment mm-hmm. to the public as well, especially at the beginning, on introducing them to the buttons, the interactivity functionality.
So orientation feature.
Yes.
As he sat in the back seat next to the mayor, Verifone executive Amos Tamam said he expects that by mid-September, his company will be installing 100 to 120 meters a day.
We will, by mid-September, we should be up to about 100 to 120 vehicles a day.
Okay.
That was Mayor Gray and Verifone executive Amos Tamam. Afterwards, Gray took questions from reporters, and the mayor had harsh words for Ward 8 Councilmember Marion Barry, who's placed a hold on a portion of the Verifone contract. Gray also said he intends to have all cabs equipped with taxi smart meters in the next 90-plus days.
Solutions of disapproval introduced in particular by Mr. Barry on so many different things, and this is another one of those. Some of you probably got a press release asking us to follow the law, and I've been delighted to do that because we followed the law from the very beginning. So we're moving forward. It really is a shame that we are in this situation. Mr. Barry was one of those. I actually had a conversation with him about the fact that we were going to pay for the drivers. We didn't want to put them in a situation of hardship. And some of you may remember the legislative session where he applauded the fact that we were going to do that. It was an idea, by the way, that came from our administration, and I acknowledge it was something he supported. He supported it publicly, and now we're into this, which puts the drivers into a difficult situation. But the CAB, the Contract Appeals Board, has not issued any order that would stay the implementation of this contract, so we're moving on as we said we were going to. We're on a very tight timetable to get this done. It is our intent to have all of the cabs equipped over the next 90 plus days, and in order to be able to do that, we have to move on the schedule that we established.
Mayor Gray had more to say about former Mayor and Ward 8 Councilmember Marion Barry.
We have no back room, front room, sidewalk, alley, plan of any kind to do anything. We said we would pay for the drivers, and if Mr. Barry would lift his resolution of disapproval, this would be taken care of in the manner that had been intended in the first place. And he knows this because I told him directly. I had a direct conversation with Mr. Barry about this.
And Mayor Gray also had this to say about Councilmember Barry.
I think the question for me was, why do we have to go through this? This is a city trying to modernize this taxicab industry. It has made a commitment to pay for this. The council has supported this. The council member who now is involved in this was the person who stood up publicly and said, I support this, attempted to lobby me to do this when I said, you don't have to do that because we're already doing it. So that's the question I think you ought to ask, Sam. Why are we into this? I think for this to become the story is unconscionable. This ought to be the story about a city trying to modernize this taxicab industry, the steps that we have taken and the steps that we are continuing to take and will take in the future. That ought to be the issue at this stage, not this nonsense.
That was Mayor Gray speaking at Wednesday's press conference introducing the new taxi smart meter. We now turn to Councilmember Marion Barry in his own words. I spoke with the former mayor in his council office on Tuesday, and he told me that he's holding up the Verifone installation contract because he's concerned about the lack of minority contractors involved. So, Mayor Barry, to read the press reports as well as the latest press release from the DC Taxicab Commission, you are very interested in having taxicab drivers pay for their own installation of the taxi smart meters. I have a hunch there might be a little more to this. Thanks for your time.
Well, let me just say this. The taxi industry in this town is a very important industry in terms of hospitality. These drivers are hardworking, don't have any health insurance, don't have any annual leave, don't have any sick leave, don't have any retirement except a little bit of Social Security probably. And so we ought to give them the kind of respect that they deserve to be able to earn a living. They're honest people, most of them. And so I start out with the fact that their industry is very important. Now, secondly, I've been a longtime supporter of that industry in terms of making sure that they got equitable treatment from the city. They make sure that other people couldn't come in and encroach like Uber on them, on their, the situation. And so the mayor, when he first sent his bill over here, had in it a provision that the drivers have to pay. I bitterly opposed it. I fought it and got him to change his mind and said that the city's going to pay for that. And that's in the bill. And also that there would be CBEs, LFCBEs, installer, so that we make sure that D.C. residents got work and did work. And so Ronald Linton has gone off the range somewhere. I don't know what's happening to him. He knows that threatening is no way you get anything done. He knows that violating the law is not the way you get things done. But I'm confident that Mayor Gray is going to rein him in, and I'm going to keep this disapproval on until we get this non-confrontational, this lying kind of approach to it. Simple as that.
You mentioned CBEs, the contract with Verifone, as I understand it, which was passed with emergency legislation, which is somewhat surprising for such a large $35 million five-year contract. But my understanding, it doesn't have any CBEs. What's the importance of that?
Well, that's the mayor's style. Wait to the last minute to do things. He should have had this bill down. If it had not been for some of us who support the taxi industry and the ride in public, We wouldn't have voted for the emergency. You don't vote for an emergency because the administration dilly-dallies around and wait to the last minute to send stuff down. And so we did it, and it did not have any CBE, LSDB requirement for the installers in it. Didn't have any other subcontractors in it, and so we corrected that. And so I'm very happy about where we are.
And so your response, the press release from the Taxi Cab Commission says that the District of Columbia Taxi Cab Commission today alerted DC taxi cab drivers that a member of the DC Council has submitted a resolution, and it goes on to say that the city may be unable to cover the cost of installation of the smart meters. And they end by saying, we remain hopeful that the DC Council member blocking the district's ability to cover the installation cost will withdraw his opposition. Again, quoting from the DC Taxi Cab Commission, they don't name you by name, but I do think that they're referring to you, Councilmember Barry.
The Taxi Cab Commission running ought to stop that kind of approach. You don't threaten council members. You don't threaten drivers that they want to pay for something. You know, he knows he ain't going to do it. I'm not going to lift this at this point. If I were inclined to do it, which I was, I'm not doing it now, because that's not how you do business. It threatened the public, threatened taxi drivers with having to pay, and lying to them. And so Ron Linton knows that, and I'm not going to stand by and let him do that.
Is it the CBE? What is your main concern with this contract?
The main concern was to get information about minority LSDB installers and getting these. I've done this on many occasions. I've put disapproval on 36 contracts, and we've gotten positive results from all except maybe two of those. We've gotten more jobs this way than we would have gotten. We got more CBE participation. And it's working. It's successful. The public likes it. I like it. And we're going to continue to do this.
Verifone is a San Francisco-based company, as is Uber's also from California. Do you have any concerns that the D.C. taxicab industry is being poached on by companies outside of the district?
Absolutely concerned about that. I raised objections to the fact that they're not being regulated. And we compromised it out, and I think it was October 1st or November 1st or something, that they would come under the purview of the Taxi Cab Commission. And I don't believe in giving outsiders all this opportunity to make money and to serve D.C. without being a part of D.C. Simple as that.
Thanks for your time, Councilmember Barry. You look well. What's your secret?
A new kidney in God.
Thanks for your time. That was the former mayor and present Ward 8 council member, Marion Barry. I spoke with him in his council office on Tuesday. This is The Taxi Link. I'm Pete Tucker with The Fight Back, and you can find this and other past shows of The Taxi Link at thefightback.org. We're looking forward to seeing folks this Monday at 12:30 p.m. at Cadus Gabriel Ethiopian Orthodox Church at 2601 Evart Street, Northeast, and also after tonight's show at the gas station at 15th and U Streets. I'll be there a little after 9 p.m., so hope to see folks there. I'd now like to give out a couple numbers, beginning with the number to listen to the program over your phone, and that number is 832-225-5330, 832-225-5330. And as we head into September, the radio signal will become weaker and weaker earlier and earlier, so you can listen more clearly over your phone at 832-225-5330. 5330. I'd also like to give out the number for the Amharic Taxi phone conference, which begins directly after this broadcast. The number to call to listen into the phone conference, which takes place not in English but in Amharic, is 712-432-3100, 712-432-3100, and the code is 140465, 140465. I want to play a couple clips from Wednesday's meeting of the DC Taxi Cab Commission, which took place shortly after Mayor Gray's press conference. The hearing was on the commission's proposed amendments to six chapters of Title 31, the regulatory code that governs the industry. It was held at 441 4th Street Northwest at 1 Judiciary Square. We turn now to part of the testimony of Negede Abebe, chairman of the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers.
If a taxi cab doesn't install the new meter system within that time frame, the commission can fine the operator or the company or the association. We believe that the proposed 500 fine is an excessive penalty, not only for one-time missed appointment, but also for not installing the system within that time frame. Section 519.3. SBA strongly opposes making the driver liable for the full cost of the initial installation and for the replacement of the smart meter system due to loss, theft, destruction, vandalism, abuse, alteration, or otherwise made inoperable for the purpose of which it was purchased and installed. When the council chose to contract one monopolistic vendor instead of setting requirement and standard, it became the responsibility of the commission and the DC government to fully cover the cost, all costs associated with the smart meter system. The driver should not be forced to purchase from one vendor in the first place, a vendor who has the monopolistic power to set whatever price he wants to charge. If DCTC wants the driver to cover the cost of purchasing, installation, replacement of smart meter system, let the driver have the choice of shopping from a competitive vendor as per the requirement. The taxi cab drivers, companies, and associations should not be responsible for the malfunctioning of the smart meter system. The system might not be functioning properly for many reasons. An internal technical glitch or bug, for example. And this could not make the driver accountable for the failure of the system, which is intolerable. The experience of companies who currently use the Verifone system give us reasons to fear this. The system has a recurring technical problem and drivers have lost days' worth of income. We warn the DCTC that these problems may cause massive disruption in taxi cab service for days at a time unless Verifone establish its own technical support center. It is up to the vendor to maintain the system whenever there is a problem, and as it is very difficult to determine whether a malfunctioning is due to driver error, so to make the driver accountable for all problems that may occur is unreasonable.
That was SBA Chairman Negede Abebe testifying at Wednesday's hearing of the DC Taxicab Commission on the Commission's proposed amendments to six chapters of Title 31, the regulatory code that governs the industry. In response to questions from witnesses about the Commission using the smart meters to track drivers, Taxi Chair Ron Linton had this to say.
I do want to dispel. There are two things that I think I'd like to dispel that had come up during this period. One is to reiterate that there is no data on real-time movement of vehicles that will be made available to the Taxi Commission. In fact, there is no real data that will be made available to anyone on a real-time basis unless two things happen. One, the meter is engaged, which means you have a customer, and second, the safety alert button has been activated, and at that point, only the Unified Communication Center will be able to track where the vehicle is for the purpose of rendering assistance. So I would like you to clearly understand that there is no way, plan for the commission to be tracking your vehicles when you're on the street.
That was DC Taxicab Commission Chairman Ron Linton speaking at Wednesday's meeting of the DC Taxicab Commission. Commissioner Paul Cohn, who's a restaurateur and owner of Georgia Brown's Restaurant, among others, had this to say to fellow members of the hospitality industry who had just testified before the commission.
I want to thank the three of you for appearing today, all right, who represent the bulk of the hospitality industry in our city, and thank you for your testimony. And I would like to tell my fellow commissioners, change is always difficult, but we are a regulated industry. I am, and taxicabs are, and we have to perform to a higher standard because of that. So thank you very much, and I think we're on the right track.
That was Taxi Commissioner Paul Cohn, who is a restaurateur, and he had nothing of substance to say about the major amendments put forward, but did speak up to say nice things to his fellow members of the hospitality industry. This is the Taxi Link, brought to you by the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers. I'm Pete Tucker with The Fight Back, and you can find past shows of the Taxi Link at thefightback.org. I'm joined in studio by the Taxi Link co-host Tony Norman, and we'll be taking calls for the remainder of the hour, and the number to call in is 703-534-9878. Again, taking calls for the rest of the hour, and the number is 703-534-9878, and we are still joined by Michelle Chame, who is a member of the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers. A lot's been said, so if there's anything you want to get to, please let me know. I wanted to begin with the $500 possible fines for drivers not installing the meters. That's on the table here. Not to mention that drivers may be on the hook for the fines for the installation in the first place as well, because that's still up in the air.
Yes, once again, this is Ron Linton kind of out of control with these emergency regulations. This is all this is, to threaten, to intimidate. I think Councilmember Barry even said something about that, trying to intimidate and threaten Barry in holding up this contract. The same thing with taxicab drivers. All of these regulations are designed, particularly that one, to threaten and intimidate cab drivers. This man does not respect cab drivers. Now he's threatening and saying that if you don't follow what we're telling you to do, you will be fined with excessive fines, and basically saying we're going to put you out of business. But this man is off the reservation. And some of the things that he stated in his testimony, the things that he said about they're not telling the full truth, because first of all, they said that drivers wouldn't be paying for these new meters. And now then they leave it open air. They leave it open ended to say maybe that might happen. And now they're saying because Barry slowed this up, drivers may pay for it. But what about doing the public hearing when they said that wouldn't happen? And then he also stated on the dais, they stated that drivers will not be tracked in real time. And now he just stated, if you heard from the clip, that if you have a passenger, they will be tracked in real time. That's the only time you will be tracked in real time, or if the emergency button goes on. But they specifically, the council people and Mary Chase, said that would not happen. There will be no tracking in real time. So there's a lot of contradictions in this situation here. And I think the mayor was incorrect when he said that this is a win for the city. This is not a win for the city. We need to take our time and look at this contract and look at this, and it should be done properly. And I think they say everything is done by the law. If that was the case, why did you rush it through? That was not a public hearing on this contract as the law requires. That's why they ran it through the emergency legislation. If this was done by the law, why is it being challenged in court on several ends? The taxicab drivers have suits pending, and now this opposite the bidder for the contract is now challenging them in court. There are a lot of serious, serious questions here. And that's another thing the mayor keeps saying, that there are jobs. This doesn't bring any new jobs to the city. I guess they just say that because they think they can pump this up by, say, job. He's saying Verifone's manager is going to move here. That's not a new job. That's the same job. And that's not bringing new jobs to the D.C., their manager moving to Washington, D.C. and bringing his family. In fact, all of this is a California corporation. They're not hiring any new people here. So this jobs is just that. It's just a fantasy. It's a myth. That doesn't bring much jobs to the city. They're just using this to sell this and rush this. Why not take your time and do this the way it should be done properly instead of trying to rush this through the back door? There is a whole lot of questionable activities here, and it would do the taxicab drivers and everybody associated with this legislation well to slow this thing down and really analyze it.
That's the voice of Tony Norman, ANC Commissioner, as well as Chairman of the Board of WPFW Pacifica Radio. I'm also privileged to serve on that board. This is the Taxi Link, and the number to call to join the conversation is 703-534-9878. Michelle, would you weigh in both on the potential fines that drivers could face for not installing the taxi smart meters, as well as now we're seeing the potential having to pay for the installation?
Yes, I want to point a couple of really challenges which the driver may have in the future. Number one, What is the rush for? What is the emergency of installing this taxi smart meter system within the coming 3 months? I mean, we have existed in the past 8 decades working the same way, but what makes this new system very urgent and, I mean, that has to be finished in 3 months? First of all, they are not trying to rescue any life in this. They are just trying to improve the industry. That's fine. We didn't oppose anything, improving the industry. There was no any public hearing conducted on the TSMA system. There was no public hearing, any, for that matter. There was no any input for the, from the driver. And after that, they are now forcing the driver to comply with their own rulings. The driver will be fined $500 if he fails the first appointment. The first appointment, say, the first schedule, he may have too many reasons. Most of us are family-oriented. We will have other reasons from other family members too. But if you fail to do that, you will be fined $500.
You may be fined.
Yes.
It's not, not definite. Yeah.
Yeah. You may be fined $500. But your reason will be at the discretion of
the DC Taxi Cab Commission.
Number two, there are vague elements, vague statements over there. What is abuse means? They bring materials coming from 156 countries. There will be poor workmanship, the weather is another, the climate another factor. We can go through, I mean, the long list of factors that may make the system defective, and they are holding the driver accountable for all this. That's not right. That's not fair.
We have a caller on the line, so I'd like to bring that caller into the conversation. Welcome to the Taxi Link. You're on. Caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Welcome to the program. You're on the air.
Okay. My question is for Tony. About a couple weeks ago, is the abusing of Mr. Gray. He make a rally in the Freedom Plaza about supporting him. The media, they abuse him and they're trying to do for him just inappropriate things they're doing on him. But Mr. Tony, if you have that much closeness, did you ever talk to him about this, what he's doing in the taxi drivers? And he's just listening with Mr. Linton said he gave him that orientation or lecture. He came and he did all this kind of lecture. But did you ever talk to him and explain to him what is our position and this thing is, you know, maybe you are, because of your closeness to him. This is just for Tony. And for my fellow car drivers, if you are united, you know, we will beat this thing is what they bring to us. But come to next Monday, this small business meeting for all of you who are listening. This meeting, not only for Ethiopians, for all cab drivers. Please show up, and we have to support those our small business representative and to do our voice heard. So please come to this meeting, and Mr. Stone, we appreciate if you answer for me that question or what is your opinion on that. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the call. And yes, I look forward to seeing folks on Monday at the Town Hall of the Small Business Association and Tony Norman. The question is regarding Mayor Gray and whether you've been able to put the position regarding a number of these issues to the mayor, how drivers feel.
Well, thank the driver for the caller. But to answer your question, yes, we have spoken with him. He's been on WPFW a couple of times. I think, once again, the mayor is due to just pure lack of knowledge and not being pressured to do the right thing. I mean, once that was a great opportunity for drivers to pressure this mayor between the time before this new legislation came out and put on the table what some of the things that we wanted. This mayor is just not has not been on top of the issues. And we've tried to convey that to some of the mayor's people that are surrounding him, so that the driver is absolutely correct. The mayor hasn't been doing much and for the actual taxi cab driver. The mayor has dropped the ball. I think it was a great mistake to appoint someone like Ron Linton. Ron Linton is the worst enemy to taxi cab drivers that they can put. And he's not just Ron Linton, but these other appointments. They're nothing but lackeys to the hospitality industry. So the mayor, I can't protect the mayor on that end, and I'm not going to try to defend the mayor on that end. He is wrong on that. He's wrong on this Verifone contract. He's wrong on appointing Ron Linton. He's wrong on that this new legislation will reform this industry. And because I'm somewhat close to the mayor, he needs to be told that, and we mentioned that to him. I saw because he was getting a bad deal from the media that he would start seeing, and we still have an opportunity. I haven't given up on this, that we haven't, this is not over. You know, the movie is still running. The show is not over yet. We still can pressure this mayor to do some things, and I think we can use that leverage with the drivers to try to change all this, because the contract is not done yet. There's still more legislation. There's still legal proceedings pending. We still have to educate the council and the public. So this is not over yet. We still can put pressure on this mayor. But I want to make it very clear, crystal clear, this mayor is wrong on this taxicab industry. He is wrong on this contract, and he is wrong with Ron Linton. And one of the first things he needs to do is look at terminating Ron Linton and these people on the taxicab commission that do not have any empathy or sympathy for drivers. So he is dead wrong on that, and we will tell him that.
It's interesting that both Ron Linton and, well, definitely Linton and I think Gray as well, are saying, you know, it's, everything's been by the books. And you had Linton saying all the parties agreed to this, and yet we were in court yesterday, and I think the judge will be issuing a ruling Monday from Chambers regarding the temporary restraining order. And then there is a serious challenge before the Contract Appeals Board, the CAB, regarding the Verifone contract. They say they're going by the books, say everything, but there are serious questions at play here on this contract.
Yes, there's a lot of serious questions on it. And once again, I think this is just due to the mayor's lack of knowledge, and he needs to be educated on this. You know, I used to be a supporter of Fenty when he first ran, but once I saw that he was pigheaded and arrogant and wouldn't listen, I quickly dumped him overboard. I don't work for the mayor. I don't have any contacts with the mayor. So if this mayor won't listen, we will do the same thing for him. Fenty got thrown overboard. He can be thrown overboard. I'm not ready to dump him off the truck just yet, because I think we can get some things out of him. But if he's not going to listen and he's not going to turn the corner on these things, he too can be removed. Nobody is irreplaceable.
Can you talk about the importance of organizing? Because I think a lot of the times we see in the highest elected officials that either they do what we want or they don't, and we either love them or hate them. But the fact of the matter is that all politicians are susceptible to an organized push, and that grassroots organizing has an impact, although it seems to get lost the way the media covers it. But the importance of grassroots organizing.
It's essential, especially in a city like Washington, D.C. I don't think people realize that residents and voters have more influence in Washington than probably most people around the country. Even I noticed that in Virginia, that the residents are much more organized, the taxicab drivers are much more organized. So we have much more of a leverage on politicians if we use that, but we have to be unified. Taxicab drivers have to be unified. They have to be fighting for a common cause. Once you are unified, there's a lot of different taxicab associations, organizations, DC professionals, Dominion, Small Business Association. All of them have to be organized and fighting for the same cause, educating the passengers. And when you do that, you will have some substantial changes. The medallion bill is a classic example. Remember, the mayor pushed this, the council people were pushing this, but they reversed themselves because the public got involved with this. So I think the drivers can make a difference here. And don't think, well, I'm not locked in. That's why I'm an independent person. I don't work for the government. I don't get any contracts with the government. So if the government is not doing what we think is doing, we can get rid of them, just like I'm saying. That's why I work with WPFW. It's an independent radio station. If people are not going to follow and do the things that are right and what's fair, this mayor can be dumped just like the last mayor. And in 2 years, the elections are coming up. So after a year and at the end of this year, when we assess him next year to say, have you reversed yourself? You can correct yourself. If you haven't done this, then it's time that you too retire. We retired Fenty. And if he's not going to conform to the things that needs to be done, then he too can be retired.
regarding the medallion bill was definitely pushed for some powerful forces, including the Schaefers. And that was where the press conference was held, which I thought was, you know, ironic or maybe even troubling. It certainly says a powerful message to drivers about what's at play here. But the mayor himself did not push the medallion bill. That was several council members, a number of whom reversed themselves after drivers stepping up and organizing in a massive and really unprecedented way. I think we have a caller on the line, so I'd like to welcome them to the air. Welcome to the Taxi Link caller.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
Last Wednesday, I had my allergy acting up, and I was sneezing nonstop and having a headache. That's why I didn't show up. But my suggestion to you both is the only way we can at least delay this new bill is having our congressmen and women intervene. And you, the two of you, our beloved WPFW people, could use Jim, Congressman Jim Moran, who is also a very close friend of WPFW, and I'm sure he's a very fair-minded congressman, and he could do something about it. Is there any way you can talk to him, because he is your best friend?
Thank you so much for the call. Let me put that to the chair of the board of WPFW, Tony Norman.
Well, I don't know about best friend, but we're trying to. We were just out in Virginia, actually, last Monday. We had a town hall meeting in Alexandria, Virginia. And I would agree with the caller that we need to get the congressmen and the senators involved in this. But the problem is also you have to be organized in these areas in Virginia. There's a lot of taxi cab drivers that live in Virginia and Maryland. If you're organized out there, you can make a voice, make your voice be heard. So we have tried to contact Congressman Moran, and but we haven't heard any response from him. Like I said, we just had a town hall meeting out there, and we had the mayor of Alexandria there. We had most of the city council out there, and it was a very packed room. We had standing room only. We were dealing with the issue of gentrification and displacing residents out there. And also there were a couple of taxi cab representatives out there. So the best thing we can do to pressure congressmen out of Maryland and Virginia are the taxi cab drivers that either work in D.C. and live in Maryland and Virginia, because you're residents out there. You have to get organized and be voters. And that's how we put pressure on those congressmen out in Maryland and Virginia.
Michelle, tell me, before I get to your thoughts, I want to give out the number again. We have a few minutes left and we got the phone lines open, 703-534-9878. That's the number to call if you want to join the conversation, 703-534-9878. Michelle.
Well, I want to weigh in here about the congressmen from different jurisdictions around the metropolitan area. As you all know, most of us are family oriented who live in the suburbs of the metropolitan area. And one of the excuses the district government is giving the public is that we are not taxpayers, we are outsiders, and they want to give priority to district residents. However, we have a legitimate reason. We acquired the licenses in a legal process, and we are in the coalition of government metropolitan diameter, so we are allowed to work in here. We have attempted to contact our congressmen and women, and we will have a number of petitions released in the coming 2 days. We urge all of you who live outside the district to sign these petitions so that we will go and contact our congressmen and women and let the Congress act immediately. Thank you very much.
If I can quickly say this and in response to that, taxi cab drivers shouldn't be ashamed of the fact that you live in Maryland or Virginia and work in the District of Columbia. You still can put leverage on your congressman and as your senator, because many of the federal workers in Washington, D.C. don't live in Washington, D.C. That's why you get all those traffic jams. They live in Virginia coming into D.C. to work and go back out to Virginia. But Congress Moran will stand up for those federal workers. The only difference between you and those federal workers is they are organized out in Virginia. So he can also fight for your interest too. So do not be ashamed of the fact that if you live in Maryland or Virginia and work in D.C., you have rights in D.C.
We have a caller on the line. I'd like to welcome that caller to the program. Welcome to the Taxi Link.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you for calling in.
I have a question for Michelle. This is a follow-up question. Last time I pointed out the kind of scenarios the influence of demonstration is high. So people just, we are losing our income, are losing our business. So why you guys are not considering demonstration? That's the best way to promote our cause.
Thank you so much for that call. So the question, Michelle, is why not do a demonstration at this point if that's the one of the best ways to draw attention to the problems?
Thank you for the suggestion. Here is what we have to understand. We have a lot of options remaining. It's not the end. It is just the beginning. So we have a legal arm. We can strike. We can go out demonstration. And there are too many options remaining, but we have to get together and decide which one is better. So, but thank you for the suggestion.
And these can all be talked about Monday at the upcoming town hall, which is at 12:30 p.m., and I'll give out the address in just a sec. And also, we look forward to seeing drivers at just after the show. We'll be down there a little after 9 p.m. at 15th and U Streets Northwest, so hope folks can make it to that. And again, the town hall coming up Monday, 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. is at Kedus Gabriel Ethiopian Orthodox Church at 2601 Evart Street, Northeast. And I look forward to seeing folks there. Let me get final thoughts from both Michelle and Tony as we come to the end of the hour. Why don't we begin with you, Michelle? Any final thoughts that you care to share?
Well, thank you. What I would like to tell my fellow drivers is that unless we organize and unite, they will really destroy us. So we have to know they are pushing forward, pushing strong, but we are waiting for them weak and scattered. If we unite and act together, we can stop. At least we can reduce the wave coming to wipe us out of the street. I urge everybody to organize in any shape or form, to join the existing organizations and agree with the basic ideas and causes and come together to oppose what our opponents are doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle Chame. It's certainly going to be an interesting week, Tony Norman. We have a temporary restraining order ruling that'll come down Monday, but irrespective of that, there's still going to be the appeal before the Contract Appeals Board, and that's put forward by, I think, it was CMT, which is one of the competitors, and maybe also by another competitor. So a lot at stake here, and we'll be seeing folks Monday, so maybe we'll know more by the time we see folks at the town hall. But your final thoughts, Tony Norman?
Just tell the drivers they need to continue fighting, just because even if this legislation passed, we still have options to stop things. There's the legal options, there's the demonstration, there's the strike options, there's the educating the public. So you still have to fight this thing. Even if we got elections coming up in November, we got elections coming up in a couple of years, we still fight this no matter what happens. You cannot just give up. A lot of taxi cab drivers say you can't stop this. There's nothing we can do about it. Then you're wrong. We can stop this. You have to continue to fight. As long as you are alive and breathing, you can continue to fight. The fight goes on. You have to continue to fight this. It is a constant campaign. It is a constant battle. It is a constant fight. They're going to continue to come out with these regulations. They're going to continue to come out with laws and medallion bill because they want corporate interests to dominate the taxi cab industry. Therefore, we have to continue to fight.
You'll be at the town hall Monday?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Michelle, you'll be there Monday?
Absolutely.
And we'll be down at 15th and U Streets in just a little while to catch up with drivers. This has been another edition of the Taxi Link. I want to thank Mark Taylor for engineering this show so expertly. I want to thank Will Martin for all his work as well. Catch us next Saturday here on WST 1120 AM, and this will be posted at thefightback.org. I'm Pete Tucker. Peace.